Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Jan is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Jan, 707 Main in Delta. Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Helden Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HelmanMotorShow.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Helden Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
Hello, Panther fans, and welcome to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. I'm Mark Cantor, coming to you from Delta High School, where your Panthers welcome the Durango Demons to town. Delta's 3-1 after downing Cortez a week ago in Cortez, 15-5 in six innings. Ty Reed was 3-3 for 4 with 3 RBI and a run scored, while Trayton Sandoval continues the hot start to his senior campaign, going 2-for-3 with a double, 2 RBI and 3 runs scored. On the bump, Braden Sprout started and picked up the win, pitching 3 strong innings, allowing 2 runs while striking out 4 and walking 1. Isaac Chavez came in relief and added 1 to his team-leading strikeout total before Sandoval came in and slammed the door, getting the last 2 outs of the game on 3 pitches. Durango enters this game 1-8 on a 6-game losing streak, with their last loss coming to Broomfield 17-7-5 on Thursday. The squad is a little younger than last year, although, you know, mainly juniors. They do have 5 seniors, though, the rest sophomores and freshmen. And their coach, Rob Toddington, that's his name. Their coach, Rob Toddington, said his team's probably going to take some lumps early in the season, which, you know, they have, as they work through their growing pains. But, you know, this definitely could be a trap game for Delta, as this is not a bad team, and they're kind of starting to find their way a little bit. The Demons are led at the plate by junior Gavin Hamilton, who's batting 400 with a double and six RBI, and senior Jordan Stanley, who's batting 333 with two doubles, a home run, and six RBI. On the mound, the Seas struggle, with the lowest ERA being 4.77. We're going to take a look at the lineups now, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So taking a look at the starting lineup for the Demons. Leading off, playing right field, will be number 5, Tad Barton. Batting second, the center fielder, number 3, Jordan Stanley. Batting third, the shortstop, number 12, Gavin Hamlin. In the cleanup spot will be their second baseman, number 14, Brady Hansen. Batting fifth, their designated hitter, number 6, Mike Benner. He'll be hitting for the first baseman, number 18, Devin Davidovich. Batting sixth will be their starting pitcher today, number 11, Tanner Coddington. In seven hole will be their third baseman, number 20, Lane Greenlee. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 10, J.J. Horrell. And in the nine hole, the catcher, number 2, Matt Pan. For your Panthers, their lineup shakes out like this today. Leading off will be the center fielder, number 19, Braden Sprout. And the two hole will be today's starting pitcher, number 7, the freshman, Ty Peed. Batting third, the designated hitter, number 35, Logan Clay. Logan's hitting for the right fielder, number 6, Brett Leho. In the cleanup spot, their first baseman, number 14, Brayden Sandoval. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, number 12, Lance Porter. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 27, Brendan Bayer. In the seven hole will be the second baseman, number 2, Landon Clay. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 4, Connor Workman. And batting ninth, the shortstop, number 17, Isaac Chavez. So Delta's starting pitcher today, Ty Reed, has one appearance, and that was during the Luke Ultrabones tournament that started Delta's season. He has an ERA of 7. With 4 walks and 4 strikeouts. On base average against is going to be 200. So we'll take a look at the starter for Durango as well. That's Tanner Coddington, the head coach, Rob Coddington's son. And on the season, Coddington's had 3 appearances, a 542 earned run average. And 9 strikeouts, 10 walks. So, again, as I mentioned, Delta, or Coach Steve Ryer, told his boys that this very well could be a trap game for them, and you can't look at Durango's record as any indication as to what kind of team they are. You got to come out and pitch. You got to come out and pitch and hit as well. So basically come out and play their game and they'll win this ball game. So we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Gary Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Thousand Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Thousand Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Gary Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Thank you.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Chaco Shine is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. to count you for a delicious meal. Chaco Shine, 707 Main in Delta. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Delta Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorShow.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
Welcome back to Delta High School. Mark Cantor here with you. And getting ready for some baseball on a beautiful Saturday morning, as it is a partly sunny day, 54 degrees here in Delta. Taking a look at the brand new scoreboard out in just to the right of straightaway center field as a result of a donation from Delta Health. So the old scoreboard that's outside of the left field line, not in use today, in favor of the new scoreboard here for baseball. So once again, baseball has its very own scoreboard, not having to share with the softball field. First pitch sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time's a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. As I mentioned, today's starting pitcher for the Panthers is Ty Reed. I gave you his stats in the pregame. Around the infield defensively for the Panthers, right to left on the infield, Sandoval, Clay, that's Landon Clay, Chavez, and Porter, left to right in the outfield, Workman, Sprout, and Lejo. Barrier will be behind the plate, and of course, Reed on the mound. So Chad Barden will come to the plate, leading off for the Demons. Barden hitting 400 on the season with a double. That's four strikeouts as well. So, Reed stares in, gets his sign. He is set. The umpire says, let's play some ball. The pitch. Catches the inside corner at the knees. That's a strike. Good way to start for the young freshman. Reed set and delivers. This one on the ground to short. Chavez on two hops. Fires it over to first and just gets in at the step. 6-3 on the put out. Marks the first out of the game. Jordan Stanley will come to the plate now for the Demons. Stanley batting .333 on the season, two doubles. A strikeout and two walks. The pitch. That's in the zone. So, Coach Ryder tells me that Reed has the best off-speed pitch of the team, as that one's going to miss inside. As long as he trusts it, he'll be in good shape today, according to Steve. And they're going to say it's 2-0, as this one will be fouled off to the right, and it's now 2-1. So a game just underway here, one out in the top of the first. Durango at the plate in the form of Stanley. Reed shakes off a couple of signs, now he's set. The 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Reed. Just below the knees on the inside corner. Stanley swings over the top, and the count's even. The pitch. That's low. Stanley will step out of the box. He's in on the right side against the righty Reed, and now he'll casually step back in after gathering himself. Here's the payoff pitch from Reed. Breaking ball popped up on the infield. Clay at second, back into short right field. He'll make the catch. And Reed wins that battle. So with two down, Gavin Hamlin to the plate for the Demons. Hamlin batting .400 on the season with a double. Going to take the first pitch for a ball outside. Hamlin, 5 strikeouts, 6 walks on the season as well. The pitch. That's a swing and a miss. Nice fastball low in the zone. Sinking away. A little two-seam action. And the count's even at 1. The pitch. Umpire not calling a high strike today. And that one called the ball. Reed has his sign. He kicks and delivers. That slider cuts in on the inside corner of the plate and counts even at 2. Good pitch by Reed. 2 outs here, top of 1. The pitch. This one pops up on the right side. Clay out on it. Leho coming in, dives, and makes the catch. A little looping fly ball out into right field, and Demons go in order here in the top of the first. 2 up in the bottom of the inning for Delta Sprout, Reed, and Clay. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. If you need help to relax, let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Mm-hmm. Once again, Demons go 3-up, 3-down in the top of the first inning. Braden Sprouts set to lead off for the Panthers. Coddington warming up on the mound for the Demons. Give you his statistics in the pregame. Take a look at the leadoff batter for Delta. Braden Sprout. He's batting 364 on the season with a triple. He's got 4 strikeouts, 2 walks on the season. So Sprout will be in from the left side against the righty Coddington. He'll take a strike right down the heart of the plate for strike one. And your one catches the outside corner for strike two. So Sprout going to have to battle early here. The pitch. That missed his outside. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. It's in the dirt. It gets away from the catcher. Sprout hustles up the line, but they're going to throw him out at first. One down, bottom of one, and here comes the starting pitcher, Ty Reed. Reed batting 500 on the season, has a double. Couple of strikeouts as well. And on the right side. He takes strike one. He'll swing at a breaking ball that's in the dirt off. Way outside, and it's quickly 0-2 to the freshman. And he'll swing and miss on 3 straight pitches. Reed will take a seat, and that'll bring Logan Clay, the designated hitter, to the plate, trying to get something started here in the bottom of the inning for the Panthers. Coddington stares in, gets his sign, comes home. It's low for a ball. Clay waving the bat back and forth and then settles down once the pitcher delivers. This one's going to be lifted into center field. Stanley underneath it and will retire the side. So Delta also going quietly in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on, obviously. We're going to go to the top of the second inning with the 4-5 and 6 holes due up for the Demons. That's Hanson, Benner, and Coddington. It's time for Panther Prize now. Panther Prize sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So, girls' soccer's 2-3 after a 4-1 victory at Rifle on Tuesday. Jessica Black scored 2 goals, while Aylin Bales and Alex Hirsch each had a goal apiece. The girls are playing at Central and Grand Junction as we speak. Girls and boys track were at the Warrior Wild West meet last weekend and had several top 5 finishes. Shayla Curtis was fourth in the 1600 girls 4x100 relay and 800 sprint medley relay teams finished second. The girls 4x400 relay team finished fourth. The girls 4x800 relay team finished first. Bailey Hewitt was second in the high jump. Taya Smith was fifth in distance, third in shot. John Zdexter was first in the 800. Boys 4x100 and 4x200 relay teams finished third, and the boys 4x800 relay team finished second. We will pause on Panther Pride and pick it up here in the middle of the second inning. Brady Hansen will foul it off to the right side. Counts one and two to the Demon second baseman. This pitch going to be fouled off on the right side. Reed stares in, gets the sign, and delivers. So can't get that high strike, and the count's even. The pitch. This one on the ground and gets through. Hansen has the first hit of the game. He'll be down at first. Hansen, three stolen bases on the season. That brings the designated hitter, Mike Benner, to the plate. Benner, batting 200 on the season with a double and four RBI. Five strikeouts. The pitch, as Benner squares the bunt, Benner's throw way offline, and Hansen has the stolen bag. So the pitch was low and inside, as it looked like Benner was attempting to hit. Squared the bunt. I'm not sure if it was a sack or what it was, but regardless, there's now a runner in scoring position, and that pitch is outside in the dirt, and good job by Bear to block it. That pitch in there for a strike. The 2-1, swing and a miss. And the count's even. So Ty was behind early. He's now even the count. The pitch misses, and the count's now full. But this is Toddington. As Benner looks like he struck out. So there's one out here in the top of the second, and Coddington's at the plate. He counts even at one. He's going to swing and foul it off on the right side out of play. So Hanson, the runner, out at second. He led off the inning with a single, stole the bag, and Coddington trying to advance it. Here's the pitch from Reed. Foul back out of play. Here's the 1-2 from Reed. And that's going to hit Coddington on the thigh. So the Demon's going to have runners at first and second. And with Coddington being the pitcher, he'll have some time to work that one out, as he's going to have a courtesy runner. It's going to be number 15, Liam Sutherland. Wayne Greenlee comes to the plate for the Demons. Greenlee batting .077 on the season, a couple RBIs. 8 strikeouts, 2 walks. The pitch. This is high. So Reed scuffling here just a little bit in the bottom, or excuse me, top of the second, as he's got runners on first and second, and a 1-0 count. It's now even at one. One out in the inning. And the pitch. That one's in the dirt and outside. So Miller Delta's infield at double play depth. Third baseman Porter guarding the line on that side of the field, and Sandoval playing behind the runner and a little off the line at first. The 2-1 is swung on and missed. It's now even at 2. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Soccer time strikeout. It'll be the second one of the inning and the day for Reed. More importantly, second out of the inning. That'll bring J.J. Horrell, the left fielder, to the plate. Horrell batting .267 with a double and 4 RBI. 11 strikeouts and 2 walks. The pitch. Ooh, that missed just outside. Horrell, the lefty, against the righty Reed. Hanson, the runner, on second. Sutherland, the courtesy runner, at first. Reed trying to get out of a jam here. The pitch. That's going to miss high. So Reed falling behind early in this at-bat. He's going to have to come from behind to get the out. The pitch. That catches the plate right at the knees. So Reed now battling back. 2-1 the count to Horrell. The pitch. That's going to get the outside corner. And the count's even. Reed mixing up his pitch as well, finding their place as well. And the pitch, swing and a miss, and Reed's out of the inning. So no runs on one hit. No errors. Durango's going to leave one on. Due up for the Panthers, it'll be 4-5-6 Sandoval, Porter, and Bear. So we'll continue on with Panther Pride now. Talking about the tennis team. Girls tennis is now 5-1 after defeating Cedar Ridge 5-2. Cassidy Butler is victorious, as were all four of the doubles teams. And I want to talk about Panther alum Lily Lockhart as well. She's killing it in her final season on the Dartmouth track team. She's breaking all sorts of school records, as well as being named to the All-Ivy second team and the All-Ivy academic team as well. So I also want to welcome Jillian Carlson, who's a senior here at Delta High School for Panther Pride, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about JROTC. You hear me okay in the headset?
Yes.
Okay, great. So tell me a little bit about the JROTC program here. First off, what does JROTC stand for, if for people that don't know, and a little bit about what you guys do?
So JROTC stands for Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps. It's a military-based elective here at DHS where we focus on just kind of learning how to be better citizens. We learn some undertones of the military, but that's our main mission.
Very good. And you guys are the color guard for football games, basketball games as well. Have you had that responsibility to carry be a flag bearer?
I haven't been in the color guard, no, but I'm this year's battalion commander, so I work with our command sergeant major to get those organized and things like
very
that.
Very good, very good. And as having that responsibility, what are some of the other things you do with that rank?
So we get to kind of organize our annual Rossi ball and kind of our big events, and I just kind of oversee a lot of that.
Creighton Sandoval with the first pitch swing is going to fly out to right. And you guys just had your Rossi ball, did you not?
Yes, last Saturday.
How was that?
It was really fun. It was my last one, obviously, because I'm a senior and everything went really smoothly. So it was a good time.
So taking a look to the future, you know, we've talked during other seasons. We talked when you were playing volleyball. We talked when you were swimming. Just kind of update everybody how things are going for your future plans and you are going into the military, correct?
Yes. So
after high school.
My current plan right now is that I'll be going to Texas A&M on a Navy Rossi scholarship. So I'll be using what I've learned at the program here and implementing that in my next steps.
Very good. Very good. So Texas A&M. Is that down in Lubbock? Is that?
It's College Station.
College Station. That's right. Okay. Lance Porter swings and misses at the 1-1. Make it the 1-2, and he'll be down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Well, Jillian, thank you again.
Yes, thank you very
me.
Much.
It's great to see you, and good
well.
Luck in the future. Continue to do well.
Thank you.
Jillian Carlson, talking to us a little bit about the JROTC program here at Delta. So two down here in the bottom of the second inning. Brendan Bear at the plate, standing in from the left side. He's down 0-2. Excuse me. It was 1-0, and now it's 1-1, and he's going to lift it into center field. It's going back to center fielder Stanley, back to the wall to make the catch. And that will end Delta's second inning. So Delta again goes in order. And due up for the Demons in the top of the third will be 9-1-2. That's Pan, Barden, and Stanley. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Delta Panthers baseball also sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. They were voted at 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and More. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop by 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So the catcher coming to the plate for the Demons, batting 250 on the season with a couple of doubles, 7 strikeouts, 7 walks. Reed still on the mound. And it'll be in from the right side. Right side as we start the third. So Reed stares in. He'll have his sign. Kicks and delivers the taco time first pitch to Pan. That's high for a ball. The pitch. This one's going to be fouled off on the right side out of play. Here's the 1-1 to Pan. That drops in for a strike. Nice breaker from Reed as it started out about shoulder level and cut into the strike zone on the inside of the plate. And the pitch. It's in the dirt, couldn't get Pan to chase, and the count's even. Pan will step out of the box, take a little bit of a practice swing there, and step back in. Reed is set. He'll kick and fire. He'll miss with the breaker high, and the count's full. So Reed takes a deep breath, and here's the payoff pitch. This is high and outside, so a Delta Cabinet Company lock for Pan, and we'll flip the lineup card and bring Tag Barden back to the plate. Barden grounded out to the shortstop to start the game. So we're going to have a courtesy runner for the catcher, Pan. It's going to be number... eight, Cesura, Ian Cesura. Taco time, first pitch to Barden, swing and a miss. Dowdy Steel Machine, pickoff throw over to first, not in time to get to zero. Barden at the plate. Still an 0-1 count. Reed will check the runner, being held on by Sandoval, and the pitch. That one's high. Dowdy Steel Machine, pickoff throw from the catcher, Bear, trying to back tick the runner, Cesura, and Cesura back in time. Count will be even at 1. The pitch misses. Score tied at 0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here, top of the third inning. Durango with a runner on first, no outs. And the 2-1 pitch to the plate. That's in for a strike at the knees in the town season. And the 2-2 pitch from Reed. It's in the dirt. Good block by Bear. Reed could not get Barden to chase when the count's full. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. It's an in creation strikeout. First out of the inning. First strikeout for Reed today. That'll bring Jordan Stanley back to the plate. He popped out to second in his first at bat. Zura, the runner at first for the Demons. He's there as a result of being the courtesy runner for the catcher Pan, who walked to lead off the inning. He's got a good lead down there, and this pitch is going to be yanked on the left field line, foul. And had that one been a little straighter, it would have been over the left field fence. So Reed will take a deep breath as Stanley steps back into the bright side of the batter's box. Cesaro with his lead from second. That pitch will be outside for a ball. Reed will look over at Cesaro at first. Now he'll come home. Pitch is low. Stanley will step out of the box as Coach Bob Coddington down on the third base coach's box will give the signs. And now he's back in. Here's the 2-1. This one on the ground over Reed's head. It's going to be off his glove and through. Not exactly sure what happened there. If Chavez, who was backing it up, misplayed it or what. But that'll bring Coach Steve Ryer out of the third base dugout to have a discussion. As Stanley ends up at second on the air. And runners will be at second and third for the Demons. Delpace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delp community since 1915. Delpace Hardware, 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delpace Hardware help you with your next project. Gavin Hamlin will come back to the plate now. Flew out to right field. A great diving catch by Leho out there to end the first inning. One out, top of three. Taco Time's first pitch to Hamlin in the at-bat, and it's in there for a strike. Infield binge, try to cut down that run at the plate. The pitch, swing and a miss. So Reed working ahead in the count. Way ahead as the case may be. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's an in creation strikeout to get the second out of the inning. Reed came right after Hamlin there, and nobody had to do, had to get the out without the runners advancing. Hansen. Singled last inning. stole second, and that's where he was stranded. This one hit on the right side and foul out of play. Nobody able to get there. The runners will return to their bases. Anson will come back to the plate with an 0-1 count. Two outs, top of three. Demons with runners at second and third. Stanley at second, Severa at third. Hansen awaiting the 0-1 pitch from Reed. That's right down Broadway for a strike. So again, Reed way ahead. Still kick and fire. Misses, tied with the changeup. Good pitch, though. A little off speed, high in the zone, trying to get the batter to chase, and just couldn't entice him. The pitch. Oh, it's going to catch the front of Hansen's helmet as he squatted down to get in the way of that ball, and that'll load the bases. Second hit by pitch by Reed today. And Benner, the designated hitter, will be up. He struck out last inning. One of five strikeouts for Reed today. Again, Reed trying to work his way out of a jam. The base is loaded here, two outs from the top of the third. The pitch is going to be lined into right field. That's going to get down for a hit. Lejo picks it up on the second hop and fires it in. Two runs will score on the single. And it is 2-0 Demons on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Tanner Coddington will come to the plate. He was hit by a pitch last inning. Hansen ended up on third on the single, so runners on the corners for the Demons. Two outs as they lead 2-0, top of the third on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taco Time first pitch to Coddington's a strike. Just caught to the corner, inside corner at the knees. Sandoval holding Benner on at first. The pitch, Benner's going. It's down. Excuse me, that's in the zone for a strike. And Benner will get the uncontested stolen base. So, runners at second and third now for the Demons, but an 0-2 count to Coddington. The pitch, swing and a miss, 6 strikeout for Reed. Gets Delta out of the inning, but damage done. 2 runs on a hit. One error, 2 left on for the Demons. 2 up in the bottom of the inning for Delta will be 7-8-9. That's Landon, Clay, Workman, and Chavez. Delta Panthers baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry Ryer and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Another proud sponsor of Delta Panthers Baseball is Grand Mesa Motorsports, their Delta Premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Also, Delta Cabinet Company is a sponsor of Delta Panthers Baseball streaming here. They've got cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So, leading off the inning for Delta will be second baseman Landon Clay. This is his first at-bat of the game. Lando batting 500 on the season. 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Chocotone first pitch is low. Corners playing in, looking for something hit softly down the line. That pitch swung over for a strike. The pitch. That's low. Coddington has his sign, delivers the 2-1. Clay able to lay off. And 3-1 now to the Delta second baseman. The pitch. That misses a 5-pitch Delta Cabinet Company walk, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman batting 273 on the season. 2 strikeouts. Clay with a good leadoff of first. Held on by Davidovich. This one on the ground to short. Hamlin comes up with it on the second to get the lead runner. One down here, top of 3. Shortstop Isaac Chavez to the plate. Chavez betting 167 on the season with a couple of ribbies. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw over to first, and Workman back in time. Chavez has a walk and a strikeout on the season. This one popped up, softly fell on the left side toward the Delta dugout. Catcher Pan gives chase, can't catch up with it. Owen won the count to Chavez. He'll be back in on the right side against the right-handed Coddington. Dowdy Steel Machine. Pickoff throw over to first. Not in time to get Workman. Trying to keep him close. Workman's got speed down there at first. Coddington will check the runner. Now come home. Chavez reaching, I think, guessing on that one. And it's 0-2. That pitch was way outside and in the dirt. And Isaac had no business swinging at it. Unfortunately, he did anyway. Workman with a good lead down at first. The pitch. And Chavez chasing again. He'll strike out swinging. 2 outs as we flip the lineup card here in the bottom of the third. And Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprouty struck out swinging to lead off the Delta first inning. Looking to keep it going here in the bottom of the third. The pitch from Coddington is high and outside. Coddington scares in, has a sign, checks Workman at first, now comes home. Swing and a miss from Sprout. Counts even at 1. The pitch. Workman going. It's a hit and run. And down. Nope, this one's going to go to the second baseman, Hansen. On to first to end the inning. So Delta gets a base runner, but can't do anything with him. Score remains 2-0 as we head to the fourth inning. 2-0 Durango on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Delta Panthers baseball, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Another proud sponsor of Panthers baseball is Taco Char. They're a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal, Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. And finally, Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So the Demons will send 7, 8, 9 to the plate. That's Greenlee, Horrell, and Tam. As Reed will be out to start the fourth. Reed hasn't pitched bad today, has given up the 2 runs, but has also struck out 6. So Greenlee, one of those strikeout victims, back in the second inning. Greenlee into the right side. Here's the Taco sign, first pitch of the at-bat from Reed. Misses low and outside. Reed has his sign and delivers. That one sails on him. Bear able to snag it and bring it down. Here comes the 2-0 from Reed. That one at the knees on the inside half of the plate. And the count's 2-1. The pitch. Oh, that one sailed on him again, and it's 3-1. A lot of chatter coming out of the Durango dugout. As Reed not looking to not lose Greenlee. The pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the out of play. So Reed able to battle the count back full. The payoff pitch. Misses high, and it's another Delta Cabinet Company walk. Only the second walk of the game for Reed. He's also hit a couple batters. So leadoff batter on again for Durango. First pitch to Horrell is in for a strike. Dowdy Field Machine pickoff throw by Bear down to first, not in time to get Greenlee. J.J. Horrell, the left fielder for the Demons, struck out in the second inning. The pitch is the runner's doing. It's a hit and run. It's a soft bouncer to the pitcher Reed, and he'll underhand it to Sandoval at first for the first out of the inning. Greenlee will advance. He'll be at second, and the catcher Pan to the plate. Pan walked and scored last inning. One out top of 4. Durango leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taco Time first pitch to Pan from Reed. In for a strike. His pitch low in the zone, fouled off on the right side out of play. The 0-2 behind Pan. Pan will step out of the box and take a breath, as I'm sure he was holding it there for just a second. Now back in. The 1-2 is going to be lifted into left field. Workman over, and this one will be over the fence. I believe that's Pan's first home run of the year. Actually, it's his second. So, Coach Ryer out of the dugout. Talk to his freshman starter. Panthers Baseball, sponsored by the Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Durango leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as they'll send their right fielder to the plate, Tag Barden. Barden 0-2 today with a strikeout. Taco Time first pitch to him is high. Keep in mind, this is the first high school start for Reed. As the pitch misses high. Reed, a freshman, making the varsity team. Pretty extraordinary feat. That's a 2-0. Catches the upper part of the zone for a strike. One down, top of four. The 2-1. In the exact same place as the pitch before, and the count's even. Demons lead 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch in the dirt. And now the count's full to Barden. Reed trying to win this battle. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Two down here in the top of the fourth, and Jordan Stanley will come to the plate. Stanley 0-1 today. Reached on an error and scored in the third. Seventh strikeout of the day for Reed. The pitch is going to be lifted into left field. Workman giving chase. He's at the wall, and it's gone. Stanley with his second dinger of the year. Demons extend their lead. It's now 5-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And we're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Looks like Reed will head into center field for the Panthers. Excuse me, right field for the Panthers. Leho will move over to center. And Sprout will go to the pitcher. So, a little musical positions here on the pitching change. So, Sprout warming up here as the Demons lead 5-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard after the home run by Stanley. Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. And get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So the line on Reed, he pitched 3 2/3 innings. 7 strikeouts, 2 walks, a couple hit by pitches, allowed 5 runs. Four of those earned, I believe. So again, not horrible for his first high school start, but well, Delta's got some work to do to dig out of this hole. So Gavin Hamlin will come to the plate 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. The pitch, swing and a miss. Deal 1, in for a strike. So Sprout now, the lefty working quickly to the right-handed Hamlin. He has his sign and delivers. This one lifted into short right field. First baseman Sandoval out, right fielder Reed in, and he'll make the catch, and that's the end of the inning. So, Durango scoring 3 runs on 2 hits. Nobody left on, and no errors by the Panthers. Due up for Delta in the bottom of the inning will be Reed Clay and Sandoval. I believe Coddington will remain out there for the Demons. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machines, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So So Ty Reed started the game as the pitcher, moved to right field on the change in the middle of the top of this inning. Reed 0 for 1 with a strikeout today. Takes the first pitch for a ball. And the pitch. This one on the ground, down the line at first. That's going to be an error by the first baseman, Davidovich. And Reed starting it off by getting on base. That'll bring Clay to the plate, 0 for 1 today. Flew out to center field to end the first inning. So Delta needing to get the bats going here in the bottom of the fourth. Certainly working on getting the bats going. As Reed with a good lead down at first, now he'll retreat. And now back to his lead, held on by Davidovich. Here's the pocket time, first pitch to Clay. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Coddington. Coddington checks Reed over at first. And the pitch. Clay able to lay off the low pitch, and the count's even. Clay will step out now, back into the right side as Coddington. Couple glances over at Reed at first. Coddington will come set. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. That one bounced out of the catcher's mitt. Out in front of the plate. Kane able to track it down. So Clay going to have to be tough with two now and battle at the plate. The pitch. Outside through the wickets on the catcher. It goes all the way to the backstop. Payne can't find it. Reed easily advances. Payne finally able to track it down. Hustles back to the backstop and picks it up. But Reed at second now. Count even at two to Clay. Loeb looking to get the run in from second. And the pitch from Coddington. Outside. In dirt. Kane able to lock it. And Clay's worked the count back to full now. Hansen. Looking in and out on Reed down at second. And the pitch. That misses inside. And Clay able to get the Delta Cabinet Company walk out of his at bat, and that brings Sandoval to the plate. Sandoval had having a great start to his senior season. He is 0 for 1 today. He flew out to left in the second, but hit the ball hard. Looking for a base hit here to score at least one. Clay with some speed at first. I'm not sure if he'd be able to score on a single, but pitch is hit. Foul on the right side, first baseman Davidovich over and just out of his reach. Sandoval does have a double on the season, slugging percent of 500. Sandoval just looking for a base knock. Coddington has his sign, looks out at Reed at second, looks out there again, now comes home. That pitch inside. Sandoval steps out, now back into the right side. Signs come in from Ryer down at the third base coach's box. Here comes the 1-1 from Coddington. That dips into the strike zone. A good breaking ball from Coddington. And now Sandoval will have to be tough with two and battle. Here's the pitch from Coddington. And this one fouled at the plate. A little off speed from Coddington, and Sandoval just putting the bat on it, able to tap it into the ground. And foul. Tink trying to force Coddington to make a mistake here. The pitch. It's on the ground to the first baseman. Davidson gets off, bounces off his glove again. Sandoval rounds first. Reed will score for second, and Delta's on the board. 5-1 Chirango on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, but Clay ends up at third on as the ball rolled into right field. Delta with runners on the corners now, and Rob Coddington out to talk to his son Tanner on the mound. Porter will be at the plate for Delta. He struck out in the second. Spike, we're going to get a pinch runner for Sandoval. Jacob Hancock will be coming in. To run for Trayton. So, actually, it was the pitching coach out to talk to Coddington. Again, Hancock, the pinch runner at first. Logan Clay will be the runner at third. Porter at the plate. Good lead for Hancock down there, held on by Davidovich. The pitch. This one lifted into center field. Stanley back to the wall. Makes the catch. Clay will tag from third and score. So Lance doing his job. A sack fly to center. The first out of the inning. Hancock remains at first, and the catcher Bear to the plate. Brendan flew out to center to end the second inning. Hancock with a really good lead from first. Coddington will look over now. Daddy Steele machine pickoff throw over, not in time. Bear in from the left side as Delta has cut into the Demons' lead. It's 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. One out, bottom of four. Another Dowdy Steel Machine throw over, and this one a little closer as Hancock just in ahead of the throw. So Coddington's very aware of Hancock, whose lead is now not so big. The pitch, Bear. Not able to check his swing. Hancock, again, with a good lead. The pitch. This is high. Bear with four RBIs on the season as he takes ball two. He also has a home run to his credit this year. I think that happened in the first game of the year against Alamosa. The 2-1. This one hit Oppo, but foul on the left side, and it counts even. So Coddington checking Hancock over at first. The pitch. This one right back up the middle. The base hit. Delta Runners at first and second, no outs. We're going to get a courtesy runner down there at second, I'm sure. It's going to be Chaz Wilkes.
Number two, Raymond Clay.
Clay to the plate. Clay walked last inning. Then got out by way of the fielder's choice. So Delta with some speed on the bases, Hancock and Wilkes. Hancock at second, Wilkes at first. Hancock with a good lead down at second. The pitch in the dirt, and Clay swinging a miss. So Lando looks down at Ryer and he says, let's go hit. You got some ducks out there. Let's get him home. Coddington stares in. He comes set. We'll check the runner at second. And delivers. That one misses high. One out here, bottom of four. Durango leads 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Count even at one. Actually, we've got ones across the scoreboard. One ball, one strike, one out. Yahtzee. The pitch. And this one's going to bounce away from the catcher, Payne. He's going to not throw. Take the throw to third, and Hancock flags in on the wild pitch. And I said Yahtzee, not really Yahtzee. There aren't five ones out there. So we got three of a kind, though. Now it's 2-1 on the batter, Clay. And he's got a couple of runners in scoring position now. Is Delta looking to rally here with one out in the bottom of the fourth? Again, down 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Coddington stares in. He's set and delivers. This one in the dirt. Good block by Payne. And we'll see what Clay does here at the plate, if he's going to take 3-1 or if it's something good, if he swings. I imagine if it's right there in his wheelhouse, he's going to take a swing at it. He's got a couple of runners there, second and third. And the pitch. That's in the dirt, and Clay drew the walk. The Delta Cabinet Company based on balls, and Delta's got the bases loaded for Connor Workman. Payne out to talk to his hurler, Coddington. So Workman reached on a fielder's choice last inning. In a good position here to get Delta even closer. Base hit will score two. With Hancock on third, Wilkes on second, and Clay at first. Workman just has to relax and be patient at the plate. The taco time first pitch, right at the knees for a strike. It's okay. That's why we get three out there, folks, is Workman will step out now back in. Coddington now set and delivers. This one softly on the ground to third. They're going to come home with it. As Hancock retreated, now Wilkes will be at third, Clay at second, Workman at first, and now Luke Gastineau come in as the pinch hitter.
There you go, Luke.
Gastineau. He's only had one plate appearance on the year. Noah does not have an official at bat. He'll be in from the left side with the bases loaded and two down here in the bottom of the fourth. Durango leads 5-2 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. A lot of speed out there on the base paths. All Gastineau has to do is get a base hit. Coddington's set and delivers. Taco time first pitch to Luke is outside. Coddington again fares in. Has a sign he likes and delivers. And this is high and outside again. The pitch. That's going to catch the outside corner. And the count's 2-1 to the Delta pinch hitter. The 2-1 swung on and missed by the junior. And the count's even. Gastineau will step out now, back in. And the pitch. This one lifted into center field. Stanley over to his left, and he'll make the catch. 2 runs on a hit. 3 left on an error. Excuse me, 2 errors by the Demons. We head to the fifth. 4-5-6 due up for Durango. That's Hanson, Benner, and Coddington. So it looks like Chavez will resub for Gastineau. Sandoval will resub for Hancock, so I believe the starter's back out. The umpire strolling over, we'll see what he has to say. They do indeed re-enter the game, so Delta Panthers Baseball, proudly sponsored by A&M Creations on Main and Delta. They were voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. And of course, Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Brady Hanson was hit by a pitch in the third, singled in the second, has a stolen base today as well. He's looking to get things started for the Demons. As Delta's cut into their lead. It's 5-2 Durango on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sprout out for his first full inning of work. He'll catch the outside corner for a strike on the top of time first pitch to Hanson. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And a three-pitch strikeout looking to Hanson. One out here, top of five, and Benner will come to the plate. Benner 1-for-2 today with a strikeout. Couple of RBIs, stolen base. The pitch, swing and a miss. The 0-1. That one sailed on Sprout a little bit. Let's try it outside. The pitch. That one also misses high. It's 2-1 to the Durango designated hitter. The pitch. That's in for a strike. Good pitch by Sprout. Good placement. It was a fastball on the inside half. Count even at 2. Sprout kicks and fires. He'll miss high inside on that one, and count's now full. Payoff pitch from Braden. Fouled off to the right side. Actually off the top of the backstop. Right next to the Durango dugout. Almost hit the on-deck hitter in the head. Hitter Coddington in the head as it came down. Is the pitch. This one lifted on the right side. Sandoval giving chase, but he recognizes it's out of play. And count remains full. Again, a beautiful day here, partly sunny in Delta, as this one's going to be lifted into right center. Green comes up with it. So, Benner will be on first for the Demons, with one out here in the top of the fifth. Coddington to the plate. Coddington looking to help his cause. He was 0-1 with a strikeout today. Hit by a pitch as well. Benner with a good lead off of first, held on by Sandoval. Coddington going to foul off the top of time, first pitch to him, straight back to the backstop. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Nice two-seamer as it started out over the center and tailed back in on the hitter Coddington, and now Sprout way ahead. Here's the 0-2. Runners going. Nope. It's the Dowdy Steel and Machine pickoff throw to first was bounced over there by Sprout. The runner better was going. He'll be in at second with a stolen base. So runner now in scoring position for the Demons. O2 count. To Coddington, here's the pitch from Sprout, swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the inning and game for Sprout. Second out of the inning, and Lane Greenlee will come to the plate. Greenlee 0-1 today with a strikeout, walked last inning and scored as well. The pitch from Sprout. Ah, good breaker. Drops right into the zone on the inside corner. Sprout's got the stuff working today. The pitch. That's right down Broadway for a strike. I have a feeling Greenlee has no clue what's coming now. He's seen a breaking ball and a fastball, and there's the breaking ball, misses outside. Sprouty couldn't get that one to drop in the zone. He goes back to the drawing board. He'll shake off a sign. Now he'll be set. The 1-2. It's going to be fouled off out of play on the right side. Two down here, top of 5. Durango leads 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The 1-2 pitch from Sprout. That's going to be tipped at the plate. Greenlee stays alive. the pitch. That's a swing and a miss. Three strikeouts in the inning for Sprout as he strikes out the side here in the top of the fifth. Amongst that was a single that did not come back to bite the Panthers. More importantly, no damage done. And Delta going to send the top of the lineup to the plate. It'll be Sprout, Reed, and Clay. As it looks like we're going to have a substitution, as looks like we're going to get a new maybe not. Thought we were going to get a substitution there as Coral ran into left field late, but Coach Rod Coddington talking to the home plate umpire here. We'll see what he has to say. Oh, it looks like we're going to have the designated hitter come in and play first base. So defensively, Benner will now be at first. And Davidovich is they could be over here. Sprout leads off the inning, pops it up to second. Hansen camps out underneath it and makes the catch. So one out here in Delta's half of the fifth. And Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed 0 for 1 with a strikeout today. Reached last inning on an error by the first baseman Davidovich. Came around to score Delta's first run. Delta down 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. This is a pitch from Coddington. High fastball swung on for a strike. The 0-1 breaking ball bounced to third. Greenlee up with it on to first in time. Quickly two outs here in the bottom of the fifth for Delta. And Logan Clay will come to the plate. Clay 0 for 1 today. Walked and scored last inning. Top of the time, first pitch to Logue is going to be sliced. Foul out of play on the right side. Catcher Payne tying his shoe. A little bit of a stoppage in the action, and now we'll get right back to it. The pitch, right at the knees, and it is quickly 0-2 to the Delta designated hitter. The pitch in the dirt. The 1-2 also in the dirt. And the 2-2 misses. And Clay battles back from down 0-2 to run the count full. Looking for a base hitter ball four here on the next pitch. Here it is. Breaking ball misses, so that'll be the fourth walk of the game for Coddington. Now So Logan Clay on first, Sandoval to the plate. Sandoval 0 for 1 today, reached last inning on an error. The pitch, he misses inside. Clay with a good lead off of first. Coddington will check him. Now comes home. High off-speed pitch, popped up foul. Out of play. On the left side. The count even at 2 to the Delta first baseman is. Sandoval steps out now back in. Clay with a good lead down at first. Being held on by Benner. The pitch. That one catches the zone. So the count's 1-2 now. Sandoval going to have to battle here at the plate with two outs here in bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Lifted into left field. Whirl over on it. Center fielder comes in and he's going to take the catch from the left fielder, Whirl. Stanley ranges over in front of the left fielder and takes the catch. And Delta not able to do any damage in their half of the fifth inning. We're going to go to six. As Durango leads 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. So here we go, top of the sixth for Durango. They're going to send their 8, 9, and 1 positions in the lineup to the plate. That's Coral, Payne, and Barbie, as they'll flip the lineup card. Sprout remains on the mound. He came in the fourth in relief. He's got 3 strikeouts so far in his inning and a third of work. Coral's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. He'll stand in from the left side against the lefty, Sprout. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Two seamers tangling away from the batter that time. The 0-1 is going to be on the ground to Landon Clay on the first, and there's one down. Matt Payne had a homer, 2-run homer back in the fourth. He's also walked and scored in third. Taco time first pitch is going to be lifted high on the right side. Sandoval calling everybody off as he will make the catch. Payne went to the dirt as Sandoval caught it. He's like, I don't know what happened there. I didn't touch him. He just tumbled away. So 2 down here, top of 5, and first pitch to Barden is in for a strike. Barden 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts today. The 0-1 from Sprout, swing and a miss. Okay. couple of fastballs, and now an off-speed, and three pitches, and a strikeout swinging for Barden. Demons go in order in their top of the sixth. Delta will send 5, 6, 7 to the plate. Porter, Bear, and Clay in the bottom of the inning. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Gating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, tower coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
Mark Canner, back with you at Delta High School. The visiting Durango Demons lead your Delta Panthers 5-2 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard as we get ready to go to the Delta half of the sixth. Lance Porter's due up. He's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Had a sack fly back in the fourth. So Porter will be in on the right side against the righty Coddington, who stays out to start the sixth. The pitch. And it was high. Porter able to check his swing. The 1-0 delivery from Coddington, a little lower in the zone, and Porter's going to drive it into center field for a base hit. Great way to start the inning if you're the Panthers. And that'll bring the catcher, Brendan Bear, to the plate. Bear in on the left side. Bear, 1-for-2 today. And the pitch, misses high and outside. Coddington stares in. He'll check Porter over at first. Porter with a good lead, not a great lead. And the pitch, this one's going to be hit foul out of play on the left side. Count even at 1-2 Bear. And the pitch. Off speed. Catches the outside corner of the plate. Now, Brendan going to have to be tough with two and battle at the plate. Here's the pitch from Coddington. Bear going to catch a piece of that off the end of the bat, and he'll stay alive. It was one of those pitches that was too close not to swing at, but it was on the outside corner, and Bear just had to hope he made contact, which he did. Here's the 1-2 from Coddington. He'll miss the outside with the breaking ball, and the count's even. Coddington stares in. Now he'll check Porter over at first. Kick and fire. That one's in the dirt. And they're able to battle back to full. So Coddington back on the rubber. Looks over at the runner. Now he's set. Here's the payoff pitch. This one's going to be fouled off the knuckles by Bear. Out of play on the left side. Here's the 3-2 from Coddington. That's going to miss. And Bear draws the walk. Delta runners at first and second, and we'll have a courtesy runner down at first for Bear. That's going to be Chaz Wilkes. And to the plate will be Landon Clay, the Delta second baseman. He's walked a couple times today. Curious here. Clay, a pretty decent bunter. If Steve Ryer would play some small ball here and maybe have Clay bunt, being down three with no outs. Doesn't look like it as Clay takes the first pitch, the practice arm first pitch inside for a ball. You know, it's one of those risky strategies when you're down in a game, but if you can get a couple of runners into scoring position, you get some contact after you get the out. But Ryder not going to take a chance. He's going to send Clay up there to hit. And right now, Clay's got a 2-0 count, so in good shape. As Payne out to talk to Coddington now. Catcher and pitcher on the same page now. Coddington going the distance so far. Couple strikeouts and a four walks on the day. He'll check the runner down at second. Now come home. That pitch in there for a strike. Ryer with the signs down at third. Clay back into the box. Here's the 2-1 from Coddington. That one's going to hit Clay between the shoulder blades. He'll drop down to first. And the bases are loaded once again for Connor Workman. Looks like assistant coach Tim Coddington coming out of the dugout. He's going to go talk to pitcher Tanner Coddington. So we'll see exactly what happens here again. Coddington going, starting the sixth inning here, but gotten himself into a little bit of trouble with the bases loaded, no outs. And it looks like they're gonna leave him in to face at least Workman. Connor's been on base a couple times today via the fielder's choice. This is his second at bat where he's had the bases loaded. Hit it weakly to third when the bases were loaded for him back in the fourth and they were able to cut down the runner at home. See what he does here. Coddington's set and the pitch. This one lifted foul back toward the Delta dugout, a diving attempt by Payne. And he can't come up with it, but good hustle and effort by the Durango catcher. He'll dust himself off. He dove towards the, I'm not sure if it was the dugout or the fence down there by the dugout, but dangerous attempt by the Durango catcher Payne, but he comes out okay. Demons lead 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here. No outs. Bottom of the sixth. 0-1 to Workman. He's going to hit it on the ground and just on the outside of the third base bag. So now Connor going to have to be tough with two in battle at the plate. So Workman will be back in on the right side. Porter at third, Wilkes at second, Clay at first. And the pitch on the ground is short. Hamlin up with it. He's going to dish to the second baseman, Hanson, to get the runner at second. So Clay will be out at second for the first out of the inning. Wilkes advances to third, and Porter will score. We're going to have a pinch hitter for Isaac Chavez now. Once again, it's Chavez's day. Will draw to a close. Jesse Delgado comes in as the pinch hitter. So Delgado to the plate. Has had one plate appearance on the season, not an official at bat. He's up there with the runners on the corners and one out. Delta down 5-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bottom of the sixth. Short lead by Workman at first. Same with Wilkes down at third. Pitches in the dirt, gets by the catcher. Wilkes will score from third. And Workman advances to second on the wild pitch. And Delta is in a run. As Delgado will be at the plate with a 1-0 count. And a runner on second. Coddington will step off. Good lead by Workman down at second. The pitch. Catches the inside corner. Not a whole lot Delgado can do with it, so he'll take it. Three of a kind across the board now. One ball, one strike. One out here, bottom of the sixth. Delta down by 1-5-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. That's going to miss high. Here comes the 2-1 from Coddington as he's going to spin in a Dowdy Stealing Machine pickoff. He didn't actually throw down to second, but Workman back in quickly as he recognized it. Shortstop Hamlin dashing in behind Workman to take the throw. That is, had there been one. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Delgado, swing and a miss. So count even to Jesse. As he's looking to catch up with one, a big deep breath as he steps back into the box on the right side. And the pitch. That one misses high. And counts full. So Hamlin and Hanson working in and out on Workman down at second. The pitch is going to catch the outside corner and get Delgado looking for the second out of the inning. We'll flip the lineup card as Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout 0-for-3 today with a strikeout. looking to help his cause, as he's now the pitcher, looking to for a base hit here, which should tie the game with the speedy workman out at second. Durango leads 5-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bottom of six, two outs. Coddington stares in, has his sign. He'll spin. Dowdy stealing machine. Pickoff throw to second, and Workman back in safely. So a good lead from Workman as Hansen and Hanlon continue to work in and out on him down at second. Coddington looks down, now delivers. That one's in the dirt, a good block by Payne at home. Straddle step out. The umpire will brush off the plate. Payne adjusts his knee pad behind the plate, and now we're ready to get back to action here. Coddington has his sign. He'll check Workman down at first. Now come home. This one lifted down the left field line, and it will be foul. So the count will be even. So Sprout looking for a line drive somewhere, find some grass. Count even at one, two out. Bottom of six. Durango leads 5-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Workman the runner at second. Coddington steps. Now he'll spin, and they've got him. Nope. Workman. Back in just under the throw. It was a quick spin by Coddington, but Workman able to get back in there. Throw was a little high. It had been a little lower, they might have had a chance. Instead, Coddington will come home with the 1-1. And controversial call there. The pitch looked to be outside. Instead, plate umpire will say it was atop the corner, and it's 1-2. Braden going to have to be tough with two in battle. Here's the pitch from Coddington. It's in the dirt and through the wickets on the catcher. Workman advances 90 feet. And the count's even at two. A base hit from Sprout now will surely tie the score. As we've got three of a kind across the scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Coddington stares in. He's got his sign. He'll look at Workman down at third. Now come home. He's going to miss outside, and Braden able to run the count full. Here comes the payoff pitch from Coddington. Nope, he's going to step off. Workman with a small lead down at third. The pitch. This one lines up. Score! Sprouty comes through in the clutch, an RBI single to tie the game. At five on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, Workman scores from third, and now today's starting pitcher, who Sprout came in relief of, Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed 0-2 today, reached on an error and scored a run, also has a strikeout. He's looking could do a little more damage here. Zvelta's got three in the inning. A Sprout with a good lead off of first, held on by Benner. Swing and a miss by Reed. Bottom of six, two down. Score tied at five on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's managed to come back from a 5-0 deficit to tie it. The 0-1 is going to be lined into left center. The center fielder, Stanley Over, makes the catch. So Delta is going to score three runs on two hits. Left a runner on and no errors by the Demons. So, to start the final inning, Durango going to send 2-3-4 to the plate. That's Stanley Hamlin and Hanson. Sprout will stay out to pitch the seventh. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Back here at Delta High School on a beautiful afternoon for baseball. Partly sunny and 67 degrees. Delta tied the score in the bottom of the sixth inning, so looking to keep Durango from taking the lead back is Braden Sprout as he faces the Durango center fielder, Jordan Stanley. Stanley, 1-for-2 with a home run today, a couple runs scored. He's also reached on an error. So he'll stand in from the right side against the lefty, Sprout. The pitch, lifted into short left field. Workman comes in, makes the catch. One pitch, one out. And now Gavin Hamlin to the plate. He's 0-for-3 with a strikeout today. Slight breeze now picking up. Taco time, first pitch to Hamlin. Swing and a miss. Sprout comes set. He misses high. By the way, I believe Delgado stays in the game and plays shortstop. The 1-1, straight heat. Strike two. As Hamlin swings and misses. Sprouty set, and the 1-2 delivery. Lifted up high on the infield, now back out. Coming in is the right fielder, Reed, ranging over almost into center field, and he'll catch the ball for the second out of the inning. Brady Hanson will stride to the plate. He is 1-for-2 today, also hit by a pitch. He has struck out. Sprout looking to go in order here in the top of the seventh inning. Hanson fouls off the chocolate chime first pitch and out of play. Sprout set, kicks and delivers. In this time. The 1-1. Sound Scout Weekly towards the Delta dugout. And counts 1 and 2. Stroud stares in. He's ready. And the pitch. Tails inside and counts even. I think that one may have gotten away from Braden just a little bit, but he'll come back with a better pitch here with the count even at 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Score tied at 5. We got a full house on the scoreboard, and the breaking ball drops in. 1st strike, 3. Rooker on Hanson. 4th strikeout of the game for Sprout. Durango goes in order, and we'll get ready for the Delta 7. If you're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, I'll be right back.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Shen is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta.
Like they might be getting some defensive substitutions here for the Demons for the bottom of the 7th inning. See what the home plate umpire has to say here. Looks like Liam Sutherland's going to come in for Tanner Coddington on the mound. Correction on the pitching change. Looks like it's going to be Barden for Coddington. I think Coddington will move to left field, or right field, excuse me. And Logan Clay will come to the plate for the Panthers. Logo for 1 with a couple of walks and a run scored today. He'll take strike 1. Once again, score tied at 5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as Logan's going to lift it into left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Clay rounds first. Now he'll retreat. So a good start to the inning for Delta. Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate. Looks like we're going to have a substitution here. Maybe a pinch runner. As Coach Steve Ryer talking to the home plate umpire. We're going to have a pinch runner down at first base. It's going to be number 3, Joe Black. A little more speed down at first for the Panthers. Again, Sandoval to the plate, 0 for 2 today, reached on an error. Looking to do a job here, get the runner into scoring position. So Black with a good lead held on by Benner at first. Barden checks him, now comes home, and it's a bunt. Sandoval, they're going to say it's foul. So Steve's having Trayton try to sacrifice Black over. Made contact, but unfortunately it went foul. Saudi Stealing Machine pickoff throw over to first, not in time to get Black. And Barden will be back to the rubber. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And again, Sandoval bunts up the first baseline. It'll roll foul. It's going to have Trayton. Still with a job to do, but going to have to battle. It'll be tough with two at the plate. Here's the pitch, and that will be strike three. So, first stab of the inning. And Porter will come to the plate, Lance. One for two today. Had a sacrifice in the fourth. Truck out in his first at bat. First pitch misses low. Blast the runner at first. The pinch runner for Clay, who singled to lead off the inning. Dowdy Steel Machine throw over, and Better just able to snag that one, and Black back in time. Here's the 1-0 to Lance. He's going to line it into center field. Black will hold at second. So Delta now with runners at first and second. And catcher Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear 2-for-3 today with a run score. Base hit here should end the game. Middle infielders at double play, depth third baseman in on the grass. As Bear will take a first pitch strike. Center playing behind the runner Porter at first. One out here, bottom of seven, and Bear's going to lift this one into left field. It's dropping fast. That'll land. Black's going to score from second, and Delta is going to win. That one ended up being a little closer than I anticipated. Long strides by Black, but he got in, and Delta will win this game with a walk-off single by Brendan Bear. Bear is going to be the player of the game. Brendan going 3-for-4 today. He scored a run himself. And Delta is going to come away with a 6-5 victory. Play of the game brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Delta travels to the Front Range next weekend to participate in the Northern Colorado Baseball Classic. They'll be at University in the first round at 11 a.m. on Friday. Once again, the final score for today's game is Delta 6, Durango 5. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Reiner, State Farm Insurance. Folks, enjoy the rest of your day.